everybody. Happy Monday. This will be a series that I'll do every Monday called Prophetic Posture. It is always my heart to encourage the prophets of God and to teach people how to live practically as a prophet and not be wacky and super spiritual and overly religious. So I'm going to read to you out of 1 Kings chapter 22. It's going to be a little lengthy, but I think that we need to know the Word of God. We need to know what the Word of God says. In the Word of God, there is power, there is strength, there's healing and deliverance. Our opinions are great, but the Word of God is eternal. One of my mentors told me years ago, he said, because you preach from the Word of God, your message will be eternal and it will not fade away with time. So chapter 22, verse 1 says, now 3 years passed without war being between Syria and Israel. Then it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went down to visit the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said to his servants, do you know that Ramoth and Gilead is ours? But we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria. So he said to Jehoshaphat, will you go with me to fight at Ramoth Gilead? Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. Also, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Jehoshaphat, he was positioned and he was ready to go to battle because he knew what belonged to him. But he wanted to inquire of the Lord first to make sure that God was saying the same thing that he was feeling. It's so important as prophets that we get a lot. There's a lot of influx of information. There's a lot of information going through our hearts, our spirits, our mind. But it's also so very important to make sure that whatever you're hearing, whatever you're seeing, whatever you're feeling, that you have the word of God on it. And so in verse 6, it says, then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain? So they said, go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? Even though the king had 400 prophets, they were prophets that told him what he wanted to hear. There will always be more false prophets than there will be true prophets. In verse 7, it says, and Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly. Prophets were never in the general population. A prophet by nature will generally be a loner or want to be alone. But you see throughout scriptures, time and time again, over and over again, that they had to always go out and find a prophet. So although there were 400 prophets, they had to go look for one man that was a prophet of the Lord. And in verse 10, I'm almost done. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, having put on their robes, sat each on his throne at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Now Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, had made horns of iron for himself. And he said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king of hands. All the prophets were saying the same things. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement. And so Micaiah said, and I believe this was facetiously said, as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak. And then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall we refrain? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the king will deliver it into the hand of the king. So the king said to him, how many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Because Micaiah was the prophet of God. He wasn't a prophet for hire. He wasn't a prophet for profit. That the king knew that he was not telling the truth. So Micaiah said in verse 17, then he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no masters. Let each return to his house in peace. And verse 18, the last one, the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? And these are the four lessons I think is important that we can learn from this passage. The first thing is that you have to learn as a prophet, because it's such a lonely call, you have to learn to be able to stand alone. You have to be comforted. Although there were 400 prophets, as we talked about, there was one prophet of the Lord, and you have to be comfortable standing alone. The next thing is the king was saying, I don't want Micaiah to come because he always prophesies evil against me. He never prophesies anything good. As a prophet, you have to learn to rise above the fray of public opinion. Sometimes you will be the odd man out. Everybody will be saying peace, 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 and you will be saying something different. That used to be so uncomfortable for me. Everybody was saying one thing, but God was showing me something different. And the last thing is that you have to resist the temptation to fit in. Micaiah did not care that there were 400 prophets. He said, I'm going to only prophesy what the Lord of God, what the word of God and what the spirit of God is telling me to prophesy. So I want to pray for you today. Father, I thank you today for the prophets of God, for the true prophets of God, Lord, that give them strength, give them peace, Lord God. I decree that the love of God be shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Strengthen them, Father. Those that are struggling, I come against the spirit of depression. I come against oppression, God. I come against the spirit of loneliness right now, God. And I decree by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you are healing them, that you are ministering to them. And Father, we thank you right now, and we decree it done in Jesus' name. Amen.